This package could be wrapped up soon.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We could get a final vote on the compromise stimulus plan in the coming hours or days. House and Senate leaders reached a deal worth just under $800 billion. And while we're being inundated with all the stuff that made it into that bill, this morning we focus on one item, a protection measure that was taken out. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The provision would have protected federal employees from retaliation if they blow the whistle on fraud or abuse. Employees who Danielle Bryan of the Project on Government Oversight says would most likely be the first to spot wasteful spending of the stimulus money.
And what's really extraordinary is the Congress recognized the need for whistleblowers in protecting state and local employees from retaliation if they disclose misconduct, but not federal employees.
Those who wanted the protection out of the bill have concerns about classified information getting out. But Bryan says that's no reason to abandon the concept altogether.
Auditors, investigators, any formal analysis trying to find misconduct is never as successful as those whistleblowers who are on the inside who see it and want to do something about it.
The bill does call for a transparency website to be created that will allow people to see who's getting stimulus contracts. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Investors are trying to wrap their heads around the package. Another new jobless claims report is out next hour. Business inventories and retail sales numbers come out as well. All of that likely to be a drag. Stock futures are lower this morning. The Dow did muster to gain about 50 points yesterday, less than 1%. NASDAQ and S&P shares had slight gains as well. But European markets are lower across the board at this hour, between 1% and 2%. Asian markets closed lower for the most part as well. The Nikkei shed 3%. Well, Japan is reeling from yet another electronic giant shedding a ton of jobs. Pioneer says it's cutting 10,000 employees, shutting down two plants, one of them in the United States, and getting out of the plasma television business. Pioneer is projecting a net loss of $1.4 billion for the current fiscal year. Guitar Hero may be one of the hottest video games around, but that's not helping its parent company. Activision Blizzard posted a $72 million loss in the fourth quarter. The company blames poor holiday sales and a recent merger with the French company Vivendi. There's a new poll that shows a majority of Americans believe Medicare, the government-funded health plan for the elderly and disabled, should be expanded to include everyone. Danielle Carson has more.
The survey by marketing group Caravan found that 6 out of 10 Americans favor giving anyone the option of signing up with Medicare.
That shows the president there's strong popular support for a very ambitious public option to the private market as he's developing his health care plan.
Jamie Cord heads up Consumer Watchdog, which commissioned the survey. He says the findings are timely. Kathy Cassidy from Raleigh, North Carolina, sees families in her kids' school cutting back on health care as the recession deepens.
I think the whole idea of widening the safety net a little bit is very important. I think a lot more people now really do need that extra help.
In fact, the survey found that 55% of Americans are willing to pay more taxes for Medicare coverage. But not everyone likes the idea of a national health plan. Kim Larson used to live in New Brunswick, Canada. She says there, doctor's visits were a constant exercise in waiting.
My sister waited several months to see what is considered a specialist, which really was just an OBGYN. And my grandfather had a stroke, and he waited for 2 hours before a doctor saw him.
A Congressional Budget Office study says that if younger, healthier people sign up with Medicare, that will drive down costs and could save $1 trillion over 10 years. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Two sources in this story came to us by way of our Public Insight Network. Tell us your story at marketplace.org and click on Trading Floor.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
This economic fallout is affecting even the hardiest of investors. Yesterday, they pushed the price of gold, that safest of safe havens, up to their highest levels since last July. after catapulting past $953 an ounce. It fell back down to about $935 today. Now, all this interest in gold has some people screaming, Eureka! In Colorado, it's not necessarily making people happy, Megan Verley reports.
At the old Molly Kathleen gold mine, 100 miles southwest of Denver, a guide orients a group of tourists getting ready to board an elevator for a trip deep under the earth.
To kind of give you an idea how far you're going to go down, you can see the city of Cripple Creek there. That's not quite halfway. You're going to go about 600 feet below Cripple Creek.
20 years ago, Cripple Creek was practically a ghost town. But today, this little city of 1,400 has struck it rich, with a couple of casinos and a boom in tourists attracted to the area's history. Mayor Dan Bader takes pride in attractions like the town's new History Museum, which welcomed more than 64,000 people last year.
We've spent a lot of money to make sure that everybody keeps what was there from the 1890s intact.
But now a present-day gold mine threatens to disrupt the town's yesteryear charm. A nearby open pit mine called the Cripple Creek Invictor is Colorado's largest, and with the price of gold booming, it wants to expand. But in town, people like candy store owner Lou Goldman worry a bigger mine could drive away tourists.
Cripple Creek's a special place, and there's a lot of history behind it. If it hurts the tourism that much, then Cripple Creek will disappear.
This clash between preservation and the extraction industry is common in the West. Proponents of mining point to its potential economic benefits. Its jobs often pay better than the service sectors, and it's a business that's growing. At the same time, the economic downturn is keeping more tourists at home. At the Cripple Creek Invictor open pit mine, massive machines chew down through the tunnels of historic mines to get at what gold is left. Spokesperson Jane Mannon says townspeople objecting to the mine should remember their history.
I can't imagine what it was like when there were 400 underground mines going and coal fired. You know, I mean, it was a noisy place historically as well.
I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.